on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this hump day, Wednesday, tax day, April 15th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Missy down at My Pure Health Solutions in Battle Creek, Michigan. For our radio family only, people listening to my voice right now, if you call her office today or tomorrow or first thing Friday morning before 11 o'clock, you can schedule a free conversation with Missy about her fat burning program to get you at a lower weight before summer comes at a reduced price. She's taking $500 off the normal price. She will work with you as far as payment plan goes. She cares about you and your health, and she wants you to be much lower weight heading into this summer. It's strictly her fat burning program, improved, enhanced. Technology has been amazing as to what she's been able to do, even better than what she did for me over going on 3 years ago. This August of 2026, I ended the fat burning program after 4 months and 4 days, August 27th of 2023. And I'm still within 5 to 7, maybe 10 pounds, fluctuating back and forth between my goal weight of where I ended up with her at 217. If I get up to 227, I fast for a day. I drink only water. I don't eat any food. I take some supplements. Wake up in the morning, go to the bathroom, weigh myself, and I'm down 6 pounds. The hypothalamus has been reset in my brain. This is the new Trucker Randy. I look at the pictures on her website. She created truckerrandyhealth.com. I don't even know who that fat guy is anymore. I don't even relate to ever weighing that much. It's been that long. So give her office a call. The phone number is 269-964-4044. If you're fed up with yo-yo dieting, you've tried everything, it doesn't work, you lose a little bit of weight, you gain it all back, maybe even more than when you started. That's not what this is. She will scan your body and tell you everything that's wrong with you, what's wrong with your metabolism, what's wrong with your immune system, what minerals you're missing. She will create a metabolic formula specifically for you that turns your metabolism back on. Folks, I was burning between 12 and 14,000 calories a day without even exercising. She yells at you not to exercise. She doesn't want your muscles burning the fat. She wants your metabolism burning the fat. First day, I lost 6.6 pounds. The next day, I lost 3.3. I was down 9.9 pounds in 2 days. I called her and I said, "What in the heck have you done to me?" She laughed, her cute little laugh that she does here on the interviews every week. "I put you back in the high school football, Trucker. Those 2 a days that you were doing when you were young and strong and just burning calories like crazy, that's what I've done to your metabolism." And then it just started slowing down from there, down 2 pounds in 1 day, down 1.5 pounds, all the way down 80 pounds in 4 months and 4 days. She can do it for you too. 269-964-4044. Call her before Friday at 11.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Well, now that the legislators are back in Lansing, House Republicans majority, Democrat majority in the state Senate, reporters had an opportunity to talk with Senate Majority Floor Leader, Democrat Sam Singh from East Lansing, talking about the upcoming priorities that they're going to have in the state Senate. Singh listed reforms on auto insurance, housing, and health care among the items that the chamber's priorities will be focused on, along with getting a timely budget done during the remainder of this spring session. Singh spoke to journalists following yesterday's Senate session. He talked about their caucus top issues outside of completing a budget deal by June 30th, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer had called for after the legislature missed both its statutory July 1st deadline and its October 1st start of the new fiscal year budget last year. Can you elaborate further on what can be done with auto insurance reform? Because last term's package was shut down ultimately by the governor. Well, Singh said, we'll just continue to push for transparency within the law. We do think there should be opportunities for us to see a reduction in some of the cost. We want to be bold on that front, and I'm going to let the sponsors of the bills know that they will be coming forth talking about these in upcoming weeks. Our focus is that this is one of the areas that we definitely have to address in our state. Next question. Within the budget, are there really any areas you want to hone in on that you think you're going to need to have a purpose for? Well, Singh said, I think that's a great question for the Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, and some of her members. But again, I think if you look at the issues around housing, child care, and health care, you'll see within our budget some of these priorities, continuing some of the good work that we've been able to do over the last 3 years. I also think to make sure we make additional investments in those areas. Well, Singh's a Democrat. When they say investments, they mean spend taxpayer dollars. Singh went on to say one of the biggest concerns has been the significant cuts that have come from Washington, D.C., especially the Affordable Care Act subsidies. They did not renew those. What we're seeing is that it's going to have a significant impact, as well as potential Medicaid cuts. So you'll see some items within our budget trying to address some of those health care issues. Obviously, the state can't take on the role of the federal government, but we're going to do our best to try to help those who are in need. But it is clear that the federal government and Republicans have been causing this issue, not only here in Michigan, but across the country. Democrats here in the Senate will continue to fight on behalf of our residents. What he's basically doing, folks, is setting up the fall election. They're going to blame any of these health care cuts on President Trump, the Republicans in Washington, and even the Republicans here in the House Chamber of Lansing. Michigan Public Radio Network asks, what are some of the heavier lifts in an environment where you've got Democratic-controlled Senate and a Republican House? Well, Singh said, we want to see progress. We're going to put a lot of issues forward. We presented a lot of bills that the speaker, unfortunately, hasn't put forward in his chamber. He's obviously echoing Washington, D.C., President Trump, and he wants to continue those failed policies. Well, he can do that. We will continue to do our work and fight on behalf of families here in Michigan. And if the speaker doesn't want to do that, he'll be looking for a new job starting in January of next year. Singh thinks the Democrats are going to take back control of the House. Okay, Sam. Finally, do you plan on taking up any supplements before a budget is completed? Again, that would be more of an appropriate question for Senator Anthony, since she is having those conversations at the moment with the administration and the House. Final question. What's the window for getting any substantive things done before the election season? Singh's answer, my hope is that there is a runway here with the budget. We will be looking at and dealing with it for the month of May and June. I think we should be able to do policies at the same time. My hope is that when we present these policy bills to the House, they actually take them, look at them, and take them seriously. Singh went on to say, the idea that Speaker Matt Hall wants to stop progress because he wants to continue the policies of President Trump doesn't make any sense to me. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense to our residents, but we're going to continue pushing good policy and hope that he will eventually come to the table. With that, Singh said, thank you very much, and departed the press conference. Now see, there's a couple of things that he didn't address. One of them has to do with the budget and also with the upcoming election in the 35th State Senate District. That election, folks, is just 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, May 5th, special election to replace the vacancy that Kristen McDonnell-Rivett created when she resigned her Senate seat back in January of 2025. She won the election to go to Washington November 5th, 2024. She left, resigned January 1st. That seat's been vacant for the longest period of time in the history of our state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer delayed it as long as she possibly could. Well, now we have a situation where Jason Tunney, the Republican, going up against Chedrick Green, the fire chief from Saginaw, the Democrat, 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, April 21st, the election will be on May 5th. If Jason Tunney and the Republicans get out the vote and he wins that seat, we are now going to have gridlock in the Senate. So everything that Sam Singh was just talking about regarding the budget before June 30th may not happen. With them having gridlock, 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats, everything coming out of the state Senate for the rest of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term is going to have to be bipartisan. What does that mean? A Republican and a Democrat must sponsor bills together. They're going to have Republicans and Democrats sponsoring every single piece of legislation coming out of the Senate. Democrat priorities is going to totally change if Jason Tunney wins that seat. Now, this might actually be, may be a good thing. Why? Because you can throw politics out the window. This won't be a Democrat bill, a Republican bill. This will be good for the people of the state of Michigan because Republicans and Democrats will both not only sponsor it, but they'll have to vote for it. And how will that affect the budget negotiation process? If Jason Tunney wins that seat, the Republicans are going to have a seat at the table with Sarah Anthony, the appropriations chair. This won't be her budget. A Republican senator will co-chair appropriations heading forward toward the June 30th deadline imposed by the governor of the state of Michigan. Before they go on summer break, you know, before 4th of July, before they start knocking on doors, making phone calls for the August 4th primary, they got to do a budget. And if there's 19 Republicans and 19 Democrats, and Sarah Anthony has to co-chair, share the chairmanship of the appropriations budget process, this is going to be a completely new dynamic that none of these guys have ever experienced in Lansing since they've been there. Not one of them, not one state rep or state senator has ever worked in a gridlock chamber. 55 to 55, 110 state reps, 19 to 19 state senators. None of them have ever done it. They don't even know how they'll share the leadership role. Who will be the Senate majority leader? Well, going back years when I've looked at research on this, every week they changed and passed the gavel back and forth. I believe it was back in the 1950s when we had a tied Senate. One week, the senator that was the Democrat would be the gavel holder, the majority leader. The next week, they pass it to the Republican. Every other week, they would share the gavel. And every one of their bills that year, when they did that, somebody died. It was a special election held, and it was gridlock. They had to have bipartisan support for every bill that went forward to committees. This is going to be interesting. And the election's getting close. If you know anybody that lives in Bay, Midland, or Saginaw counties, Republican, you need to make sure they're aware that they must vote for Jason Tunney on May 5th. The Democrats are spending a ton of money on TV and mailers. And guess where the money's coming from? Outside the state of Michigan. California, New York, George Soros PAC money. They are spending a ton of money against Jason Tunney. The last campaign finance report that I saw, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're outspending Jason Tunney 3-1. He was like at $150,000. They were over $500,000. For a state Senate seat that pays $72,000 a year, Democrats are going to spend $500,000 on that special election. Why? They lose the majority. There's a whole new dynamic going to be happening in Lansing for the rest of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term in office. Getting her through this election year and a new budget, completely new way of doing it. Omni Hour News Break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. An alleged swatting incident in Marine City is under investigation. Police were called to a downtown business after a caller claimed to be holding three people at gunpoint Sunday night. The caller demanded a $50,000 ransom and threatened the lives of the alleged hostages and later claimed he fired his gun and struck multiple victims. About 3 hours after the call, police, using advanced technology, including a heat signature drone, cleared the building and found that the reports were fabricated. The Saginaw VA has launched a new electronic health record system. The system is the first modernization in VA healthcare in decades. The system is designed to bring patient information together, making care more seamless for veterans who receive services at multiple locations. The rollout is expected to continue nationwide, with all VA facilities set to transition by 2031. A person whose prison sentence was